is Glory Road.
Okay.
We didn't practice. We're not. Am I standing?
Pastor just invented this.
This is no practice.
Is the road you're traveling dark, deserted, or dim? Is there hope for tomorrow? Put your trust in I stumble on my way, but praise the Lord, I'll soon be leaving to that land of perfect peace and endless day. I can see
the lights of gold.
I can see. Just kidding. I really don't do that when I sing.
I'm too near to turn back now.
Oh,
praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I'm heaven bound.
When my journey
shall end,
I'll say goodbye
to the world of sin.
In that fair land,
I'll take my stand.
It's good to be
on this road for glory land.
I can see
the lights of
hope.
I can see
Him on His throne.
In that fair land,
I'll take my stand.
It's good to be
on this road for glory.
Sing a song I've never sung before. Hallelujah. I love it. What would preparation be, you know? Hallelujah. Let's sing hymn 216, which we do know, Dwelling in Beulah Land. Hymn 216. I enjoyed that, though. Hymn 216, wonderful song.
Far away the noise of strife upon my ear is falling. Then I know the sense of earth be set on. Shall move me from Beulah Land. I'm living on the mountain underneath the cloud.
Here we go. Praise God.
I'm drinking at the fountain that never shall run dry. Oh, yes, I'm feasting on the manna from a bountiful supply, for I am dwelling in Beulah Land. On the last viewing here, the works of God I sink in contemplation. Hearing now His blessed voice, I see the way He planned. Dwelling in the Spirit here, I learn a full salvation. Gladly will I tarry in
the cloudless sky. Praise!
sky. I'm drinking at the fountain that never shall run dry. Oh, yes, I'm feasting on the manna from a bountiful supply, for I am in Beulah land.
Man, if we'll have our ushers come forward, we'll take up the offering this afternoon, and want to take up an offering for a couple of reasons. One, to give you an opportunity to give a love offering to our to Heartland Baptist Bible College and to the young men who've been singing for us today. And then secondly, for all of you in Children's Church and working in other areas, this is an opportunity for you to give your tithes and offerings this afternoon. Amen? And amen? Amen. Okay, let's move on because it was difficult this morning. Brother Biddle, you come lead us in prayer, please. Whatever's loose in the offering plate goes towards the love offering.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for an opportunity to come in your house and for another service today, Lord, and just to hear the word of God lifted up to you, Lord, in praise through songs and music, Lord. We pray that everything we do here this afternoon would bring you honor and glory. And, Lord, that your name would be magnified. Lord, I pray that you'd bless this offering, Lord, and I pray that it'd be used in a great way to be a blessing to those that are bringing some of the music today, Lord, and for those who were in junior church and workers like myself, Lord, an opportunity to give. Lord, help us to be faithful with our giving in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
That was an experience. I appreciate our quartet singing this morning afternoon. One of the men asked us to sing, and we tried. And I'm glad my mic was turned on. It was awesome. No, I appreciate it. All right, I was trying to find newborn feeling. We couldn't find it. But anyway. Boy, the men outdid themselves in the barbecue, didn't they? Appreciate Brother Ivy, Brother Schuler putting that together. And that's an awesome. I think brisket, pretty well a tall tale sign whether it's a good brisket or not, is whether it needs barbecue sauce. If it needs barbecue sauce, that means it's eh. When it doesn't need barbecue sauce, it's straight on. So that was good. Meat was good. Food was good. You guys are great cooks. And enjoyed the fellowship this morning. Amen? Amen. You guys are asleep, though. It's something. It's amazing. As a pastor, you know, you come to church, you know, all the things, all these years. And I could tell you this morning when I got up what the mood of the church was going to be. I can tell you. So it's my job to kind of, you know, step it up a notch. And so I've tried this morning, but I've utterly failed. On that note, it's good to have the quartet. The quartet's going to come and sing, I think, three. And then Brother Wiggins will come sing a few. And then the quartet's going to come back and finish this evening. So go ahead, brother.
Just got a few more days to labor, everything's pointing to his coming. Just got a little while left down here, this cross to bear. Then I'm going to the new Jerusalem, John saw it coming down from heaven.
I'm going there.
Glory, hallelujah, I'm going there.
I'm going there.
Where friends are waiting.
I'm going there.
Gotta live for air where my soul lives on in the realms of glory bright and fair.
Waiting for the thrill
of the great ascension, eternal day.
I'm going there.
Glory, hallelujah, I'm going there.
I'm gonna do my best to serve him. I've got a lot of things for which to praise him. I spent a lot of years living for the devil, didn't get nowhere. God's spirit moved me by his power. My life was changed that very hour.
Now I'm going there.
Glory, hallelujah, I'm going there.
I'm going there.
Where friends are waiting.
I'm going there.
Gonna live forever. Where my soul lives on in the realms of glory, bright and fair.
Waiting for the thrill
of the great ascension, eternal day.
I'm going there.
Glory, hallelujah, I'm going there.
I'm going there.
Where friends are waiting.
I'm going there.
Gonna live forever. Where my soul lives on in the realms of glory, bright and fair.
Waiting for the thrill
of the great ascension, eternal day.
I'm going there.
Glory, hallelujah, I'm going there.
Waiting for the thrill
of the great ascension, eternal day.
I'm going there.
Glory, hallelujah, I'm going there.
There are millions lost and broken whom this world has cast aside. Their souls are starving, their faith is crippled, eternal homeless and no hope in sight. We've got to love them all the way to Jesus.
We've got to point them to the cross. Without condemnation, without compromising, just pure salvation to win the lost.
We often gather with good intentions, letting our traditions be our guide. We lose the vision that the greatest mission could be our brother standing by our side. We've got to love him
all the way to Jesus. We've got to point him to the cross. Without condemnation, without compromising, just pure salvation to win the lost.
We've got to
love them all the way to Jesus. We've got to point them to the cross. Without condemnation, without compromising, just pure salvation to win the lost. Just pure salvation to win the lost.
We tend to make excuses. We tend to pass the blame. We fail to see our failures as more than just mistakes. We can see the wrong in others, overlooking the evil within. So Lord, help us to confront our hearts, to confess and forsake our sin.
For the heart of the problem is the problem of the heart. Filled with pride, we try to hide every sinful part.
But confession and repentance would be a healthy start. To fix the heart of the problem of the heart.
The heart is so deceitful, so desperately wicked within. And just the time I think I'm fine, I've deceived myself again. So create in me a clean heart, one that's faithful, pure, and true. Then search my heart and try me. Help me, Lord, to follow you.
For the heart of the problem is the problem of the heart.
filled with pride, we try to hide every sinful part.
But confession and repentance would be a healthy start. To fix the heart of the problem of the heart.
For the heart of the problem is the problem of the heart. Filled with pride, we try to hide every sinful part.
But confession and repentance would be a healthy start. To fix the heart of the problem. The problem of the heart.
A sinner now saved, blood washed by the Lamb. My brother's a king, the son of I am. Sometimes I forget to whom I belong. Then the sweet spirit cries, my child, I'm still on the throne. He's still on the throne, so what could be wrong? It's well with my soul, let the stormy winds blow. I'm reminded today, thank God I'm saved. Salvation, sweet soul, while the angels roll on, he's still on the throne. Oh, Satan has power, sometimes I am weak. There's times I give up and he walks over me. Then someone comes by with words loud and strong. Arise, my child, it is done, I'm still on the throne. He's still on the throne, so what could be wrong? It's well with my soul, let the stormy winds blow. I'm reminded today, thank God I'm saved. Salvation, sweet song, while the ages roll on, he's still on the throne. Salvation, sweet song, while the ages roll on, he's still on the throne.
I dreamed of a city called glory, so bright and so fair. When I entered the gates, I cried, holy. The angels all met me there. They carried me from mansion to mansion, and all the sights I saw. But I said, I want to see Jesus. mine for all. Then I bowed on my knees and cried, holy, I cried, holy, holy. I clapped my hands and sang, glory, glory to the Son of God. And as I entered the gates of that city, my loved ones, they all knew me well. They took me down the streets of heaven. The scenes, why they're too many to tell. I saw Abraham, there was Isaac and Jacob. I talked with Mark, Luke and Timothy. I said, Timothy, oh, I want to see my Jesus, 'cause he's the one who died for me. Then I bowed on my knees and cried, holy, you are holy. Dark valley, no hope within could I see. God sent from heaven my loving Savior to save a poor lost soul like me. Oh, what a Savior! Oh, hallelujah! His heart was broken on Calvary. His hands were nailed, scarred, his side was riven. He gave his life's blood for even me. Death's chilling waters, oh, I'll soon be crossing, but his hand will lead me safe on, and I'll join that chorus in that bright city, and I'll sing
His hands were nailed, scarred, His side was riven. He gave His life's blood. He gave His life's blood. He gave His life's blood for even me. Oh, what a Savior!
Yeah, I think Brother Stan's back in here. Do we have the newborn feeling? Let's sing it. If we had the newborn feeling, that sounded good, didn't it? If you got the newborn feeling, let's sing it. Oh, feeling mighty fine, yeah. Feeling mighty fine is what we're saying.
I was yellow.
I think I was yellow.
Thank you very much.
No, I was green.
I'm singing bass.
I'm going to sing bass this morning. Dude.
All right. Let's see how this goes. If it's not figured out, we'll sing right.
Well, I woke up this morning feeling fine. I woke up with heaven on my mind. I woke up with joy in my soul. 'Cause I knew my Lord had control. Well, I knew I was walking in the light. 'Cause I'd been on my knees in the night. And I prayed till the Lord gave a sign. And now I'm feeling mighty fine.
Well, I'm feeling mighty fine.
Yes, I'm feeling fine.
I've got heaven on my mind. Don't you know
I want to go
where the milk
and honey flows.
There's a light that always shines down inside this heart of mine. I've got heaven on my mind. And I'm feeling mighty fine.
I've been walking with Jesus all the time. We're walking and talking as we climb. We're traveling the road to the sky, where I know I'll live when I die. He's been telling me all about that land, and He tells me that everything is grand. And He says that a home will be mine. And now I'm feeling mighty fine.
Well, I'm feeling mighty fine.
Yes, I'm feeling fine.
I've got
heaven on my mind.
Don't you know
I want to go.
Yes, I want to go. Where the
milk and honey flow.
There's a light that always shines. Down inside
this heart of mine.
I've got
heaven on my mind.
And I'm feeling mighty fine.
Yes, I'm feeling fine.
Well, I'm
feeling mighty fine. Yes, I'm feeling fine.
Heaven on my mind.
Oh, I want to go. Yes, I want to go.
Milk and honey flow.
Light that always shines.
In this heart of mine.
I've got heaven on my mind.
I have had my share of days where I found amazing grace. When I called out to the Master, hear my cry.
I felt his touch deliver me. There was no doubt he knew my need, 'cause the Lord came through for me another time.
He heard my cry.
He heard my plea.
He heard my voice.
When I was calling, he saw me in distress and rescued me.
He reached way down.
Right where I was. With his great love, oh hallelujah, praise his name, he rescued me.
There's never been nor will there be a moment when the Lord can't hear me, even though the devil deals the doubt he brings. I know from experience that when I call on God, he comes, 'cause he's the faithful to supply my every need.
He heard my cry.
He heard my plea.
He heard my voice.
When I was calling, he saw me in distress and rescued me.
He reached way down.
Right where I was. With his great love, oh hallelujah, praise his name,
he rescued me.
He heard my plea,
he heard my voice.
When I was calling, he saw me in distress and rescued me.
He reached way down.
Right where I was, he picked me up. Oh hallelujah, praise his name.
Oh hallelujah, praise his name.
Oh hallelujah, praise his name, he rescued me.
There'll come a morning, a brand new day dawning. The saints will hear a distant trumpet sound. Dead resurrected, the living now perfected, rising up together, meeting Jesus in the clouds. God tells a story of this great homegoing. Jesus, John, and Paul, they all declare. The world can't receive it, but one day they'll believe it. All of God's redeemed went to that meeting in the air.
Just the setting sun
beyond the sun.
God's children all will gather.
All God's children
will sing and shout as we kneel before his throne.
We'll
praising Christ our Lord,
Lord and
for all his grace and goodness. In heaven there, where at last we'll be at home.
All our troubles here,
the things that bring us sorrow, will fade away as we leave them far behind. Past the setting sun, we'll find a bright tomorrow, where heaven's waiting just on the other side.
I'll see the splendor from my mansion window. I'll sing along with heaven's angel band. Glorious light there, there will be no night there, only the reflection of the precious holy lamb. That sweet harp of David, just the way he played it, we'll hear those songs through all eternity. My loved ones will gather beside that crystal river. What a glad reunion day in heaven that will be.
Oh,
just the setting sun
beyond the sun.
God's children all will
all
gather.
All God's children
will gather as we kneel before his throne.
We'll
praising Christ our Lord,
Lord and
for all his grace and goodness. In heaven fair, where at last we'll be at home forever.
All our troubles here,
the things that bring us sorrow, will fade away as we leave them far behind. Just the setting sun, we'll find a bright tomorrow, where heaven's waiting just on the other side. Past the setting sun,
beyond the sun,
God's children all will gather.
All God's children will gather
as we kneel before his throne.
We'll
praising Christ our
Lord and Savior,
for all his grace and goodness.
In, place
in heaven fair, where at last we'll be at home forever. All our troubles here, the things that bring us sorrow, will fade away as we leave them far behind. Just the setting sun, we'll find a bright tomorrow, where heaven's waiting just on the other side. Just the setting sun, we'll find a bright tomorrow, where heaven's on the other side.
The other side.
The other side.
Jesus said that he would die and rise up in 3 days. He didn't need a monument to mark his resting place. When Calvary's crucifixion hours at last were finally through, they put his broken body in somebody else's tomb.
He didn't use it for long, that old grave made of stone, for it only took 3 days, and Jesus walked out all alone, arising victorious, like he said he would do. That is why the Savior only borrowed the tomb.
Satan was defeated there, the power of death denied. For nothing on this earth could ever hold the king inside. He broke the bonds of hell and left behind an empty room. And still today nobody is inside that borrowed tomb.
He didn't use it for long, that old grave made of stone, for it only took 3 days, and Jesus walked out all alone, arising victorious, like he said he would do. That is why the Savior only borrowed the tomb. He lives, he lives, Jesus lives today.
The sting of death forever gone, God's children now can say,
we can say, he didn't use it for long, that old grave made of stone, for it only took 3 days, and Jesus walked out all alone, arising victorious, like he said he would do. That is why the Savior only borrowed the tomb. That is why the Savior only borrowed the tomb. He
We don't clap very often, but that deserves a clap. That was awesome. But he only borrowed the tomb. If that didn't light your fire, your wood's wet. If that didn't get the little, you know, prickly thing up the back of your neck, you may need to go home and read your Bible some more, because, man, that was awesome. He only borrowed the tomb. Well, we appreciate these men coming, singing for us, and traveling down from Oklahoma City. And we appreciate the school, Heartland Baptist Bible College. And again, we're Russell and Dylan both attend, going to study to be ministers. Amen. And we're looking forward. I'm sure some of our other teenagers and others are will head up there at some point. And we appreciate Brother Allen. Anything you wanted to say? We support Heartland Baptist Bible College monthly, and also through the offering in May. And Brother Sam Davison, I think, is one of the best preachers in the country, if not the best. And he actually will be preaching our revival next year. Brother Dave McCracken preached it this year. And Brother Sam Davison will be preaching it in August of next year. And if you remember, Brother Davison's the one who preached it as we were making the transition into this building. And he preached the revival meeting next door in front of that big American flag. Y'all remember that we had hung from the ceiling? And so we look forward to having Brother Davison with us next year. But what a blessing. Brother Wiggins, thank you. I knew you would sing "Oh, What a Savior." I said, he'll sing it. Surely he will. And then I saw your wife kind of do this. I mean, she knew it was coming, right? And if you didn't know, some of you are new to the church. That's the old quartet. We used to sing a lot. We've just gotten lazy. Anyway, no, just kidding. A lot, lots, lots going on under the bridge, but God's good. Amen? Well, let's all stand. We'll be dismissed in prayer. And get by the table at the back. Again, encourage, I know some of you weren't here this morning in the service this morning. You were in other places working, and encourage you to purchase a CD from them, some good, godly music to listen to. One of the reasons why we have these groups in is not just so we can, they can be a blessing to us during the service, so you can purchase some good, godly music. And I encourage you. I'm telling you, it has a profound effect on you. And if you're just walking, you know, if you're just dialing through the radio dial, or actually punching through the radio dial, and listening to whatever, I'm telling you, it's having an effect on your spirit. It is. And I want to encourage you, at home, in your car, wherever you're at, listen to some good, godly music. It'll really affect you. So encourage you. Brother Wiggins, are your CDs still in the bookstore? So Brother Wiggins has CDs in the bookstore, in case you didn't know that, and you can purchase his in there. Yes, and Miss Adanya has Roloff's biography. This biography was written by Brother Roloff's wife, and then one of his associate pastors kind of wrote a prelude and then after his death, kind of a give you an up to date. I read it Monday and Tuesday, read the whole thing. You'll be impressed. It's like 300 pages long, and I read it in 2 days. And it has only like 3 pictures in it. It needed some more pictures. No. I promise you, once you begin to read it, you won't put it down. And that's $10, aren't they? I think we're going to charge $10 for those. And so if you'd like to read about Lester Roloff, there's an opportunity to do it. Miss Don, you can take your money in the back. Yes, don't forget your food. Don't forget your dishes. Anything else? Everybody else good? Thank you, Brother Schuler. Thank Brother Schuler and Brother Ivy again. And the desserts were amazing. I stepped off my diet today. It was bad. Sorry, Brother Scott. I had a piece of chocolate cake. I challenged Brother Scott has diabetes, in case you didn't know. And we've been praying for him, and the doctor finally said to him, hey, no, you better get going on it. And so, anyway, I challenged him, said I would help him out. And yeah, you're the winner. Brother Scott, you win. Mr. Berta shouldn't have brought that sheet cake. I was telling her, like, what, 3 or 4 weeks ago, I said, have you made that sheet cake lately? She made it today, and chocolate cake with that peanuts on, nuts and stuff. Y'all ready to go home? My wife's like, pray, would you? It's been a great day. I don't want it to end. Brother Schuler did such a good job with the meat. Why don't you come up here and dismiss us, please? Appreciate Brother Schuler. And what a blessing. And, have a wonderful... still smelling.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best cologne ever.
Let's pray. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we do thank you so much for this day. We thank you for these boys that's come and traveled and brought your word through song to us. And Lord, Brother Wiggins and the talent that's here within this church, and Lord, to be able to sit back and watch these people use their talents to deliver your word to see souls saved. And Lord, we pray that your word has gone out and it has rested upon and is convicting hearts today, and that these souls will make the decision to invite you to become their Savior before it's everlasting too late. Lord, we pray that you'll go with us now as we depart. We pray, Lord, that you'll be with us and help us to spread your gospel all through the week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.